Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, it's over. We finally did it. We talked to Emily.
Yes.
Crisco's ex-girlfriend that he treated poorly in his 20s after connecting with a listener who was friends with someone who was her roommate back in the day, had an old phone number and an email, and somehow we managed to get connected with Emily. Wow. Yeah. Tomorrow you get to hear it. The conversation that even Crisco didn't hear, the first 3 minutes, he wasn't a part of it, and we found out what she really thinks.
Oh, God. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
12 years of nothing, and I get to wait and hear what she thinks of me.
And to find out what she thought of your kissing abilities.
Oh, God.
And what it was like to date Crisco. She tells all.
She remembers what it was like to kiss me 12 years ago?
Yes.
Wait till you hear her answer.
Can I get a little teaser?
Well... I don't know, because
I didn't hear it, so I was out of the room on purpose, so yeah, I don't think any teaser is going to be good.
And does she forgive him? How has it affected her life since you broke up with her? What did she want to say to other women listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
She says it all. It's great.
Yeah. She doesn't hold back for somebody who was very nervous to come on with us. She didn't hold back at all.
I was going to say, the look on your face is this didn't go very well.
Well, it happened. I could just say that. There's your teaser. It happened.
You got 7:40
tomorrow.
Oh, man. Oh, Emily. Emily has been found. And will she ever listen to KS95? Because she has blocked us. She refuses to listen to the radio station.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Crisco, for that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Who else have you ruined for us?
Well, let's see.
Nope. We're not finding anymore.
No.
It's hashtag we're done finding people.
We might have to find, Dez a new husband once Taylor gets a chance to talk to Dezers about the fact that she's in love with her.
No!
Her ex, what?
I'm not! Stop it!
Did you not say the best kiss of your life came from a man named Kai?
No, I did not. You said besides my husband. And it was, I was trying to win tickets for the people because I love the people.
Oh, so you lied?
I just answered it. I'm saying I answered it.
So is it the truth? Or did you lie?
The truth is besides my husband, who's the best kisser in the whole wide world, who else? And I just quickly said,
Kai!
I fond memories of one, and that's all right.
Why is it
He's kissed
Kai,
other people, too.
Why is it that Kai was such an amazing kisser?
Okay, you don't have to add words like amazing. Just said I remember him fondly in
why
that way.
Why did he make you weak in the knees? Answer the question.
Okay, stop it. I dated him for a long time,
yep.
And he ended up being a jerk in the end, but I remember...
Was he a lip biter? Did he bite the lip?
I don't really remember that.
Didn't you say at one point he had kissable lips like a husband? Like you wanted to just be with him? Like, those are husband type lips right there.
Well, that is not what I would have ever been thinking in my 20s. Oh, these are husband type lips.
Well, it is funny because you did say the last time that Taylor's head repulses you.
Stop it!
And so I find it hard to believe that you think he's such a great kisser when you look at his big jug head and then Kai's kissable face.
Okay, what did you ask this time? You said you didn't like...
Then Crisco...
You guys are so mean. Honey, I love you. You see what they do to me? They twist my words.
Oh,
and you are so hot and so great, and I love you.
Why are you trying to convince your husband you love him? That's so sad.
Oh my God,
that's just... Let's move on, Ryan.
And then your mom finally reacted.
Old Fred Flintstone.
See, you don't care.
This came out during...
Zero cares.
This came out during the game Speechless, where they shared things that they didn't want to share so listeners could win tickets to Niall Horan. And you said that your mom has feet like a hobbit, foot like a hobbit, rather.
Seriously, she was actually...
both of them. Oh, her feet are so bad.
I didn't want to tell you guys this, but she did come in second in the Geico ads when she was going for the caveman.
She was
in second place. She just missed out. The guy had more facial hair.
Are you sure?
I'm just kidding. Thank God she doesn't listen to the podcast.
I have a new sister and brother, dude.
And boy, your brother, what is he going to say later when he hears that you want to see him naked?
I hope he reciprocates. Because if he wants to see my mom or my sister naked, that's weird. I mean, I have no shame. I don't have any shame. If I had to pick out of the three of them, it's Josh all day long.
Could you find a little shame?
I don't want to see where I came from. Let's just call it what it is.
Why wouldn't you want to see your sister naked?
Because I don't want to see where Roman came from, my nephew.
Well, she's not going to be like spread eagle when she takes her clothes off.
I did say full frontal. Oh,
okay. I just picture it's one of those manhole covers from Ghostbusters 2 with the pink slime coming up out of it.
I just imagine a faint whistle.
No. Oh, at least it's not me.
We weren't talking about Dez?
Yeah. No, we're talking about me.
Well, son of a bitch. I am way off then.
Oh, boy. If you missed this morning, I am so sorry. That was just a delight. Yeah. Oh, God. What a great game.
Yeah, that's fun.
Hey, you're next.
Yeah, I already did it.
Yeah, so did I. This is my third time doing it. How do you make me keep doing it?
Because guess what? You would be in the next round by the rules of the game. You lost.
I didn't lose last time, though. Technically, I answered all the questions. So it wasn't that. And this time I answered them, too. I am good at this game, and I should be the one asking questions next time.
Okay, what are your questions are going to be like, did you like to make a funfetti cake or a cake from scratch? Tell the truth for a birthday. Did you lie to Bonners one time when you made a from scratch cake and it was a box?
Bon would never make
tell the truth.
Funfetti.
Just be honest. When you said you got those bath bombs from Costco, they were actually from Walgreens. Just tell them.
Hashtag speechless.
Hashtag burn.
Take that, Rye Guy.
Got you back. This is speechless.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about Dez doing questions. That worries me a little bit. Did you have to talk to your four-year-old about stuff in her belly button?
She's got stuff in the button again, huh?
What?
Yes, but remember, like, a few weeks ago, I didn't ever think I'd have to say, hey, get that French fry out of your belly button?
Oh, yes.
Well, it happened again last night when I gave her, I say too much always. The melatonin that I give her on occasion now, which is all natural, all good, whatevs, helps her sleep. I don't want to tell her it's sleeping medicine because I don't want her to like someday be like, Mom, I need my sleep medicine.
Yeah.
So I tell her it's her allergy medicine, which she just thinks now she takes in the morning and at night. But it's the first time she's ever taken a little pill, like a little thing that melts in your mouth. I give it to her. And I kept saying, hurry and take it. Come on, take it. Next thing I know, she's lying on the floor. And she's got her little purple melatonin in her belly button. I'm like, get that out of your belly button.
What is with her obsessions shoving stuff in there?
I don't know. I mean, there could be other things that have been shoved in there. I'm not sure. Other toys, but the two I've witnessed, French, both things that she's going to eat later.
Yeah.
Gross.
So did she pour ketchup in her button to dip the fry in it? No, is she like, this is a little holder. This is neat.
I don't think she was just seeing if it fit. And then she's like, looks at me like, what? What is wrong with this? Specifically, like, give me details. And then the little pill really fit perfectly in there. And I was afraid we were going to have to do some sort of fetching surgery.
Well, here's what you need to do. Show her videos of Crisco putting stuff in his belly button and go, if you keep doing it, it's going to get as big as his.
Oh my gosh. I guarantee that is where she got it. I bet she listened to the last time because she's listening with Taylor in the car and in the morning.
Will it fit?
She's like, it doesn't go that deep.
Because I bring her toys to see if the, oh my gosh,
I don't know. Those videos have 10,000 views and not 10,000 people are shoving stuff into their belly button. I think this is a dusty only event.
Yeah, I was going to say, not all of them are Dez's child. Well, it fit in my button? Let me try it again. I think secretly she got it from you sitting on the couch one day having your button out. Just dunking your fries right in there.
The button's not big enough to put anything in there, really. I mean, maybe the melatonin would fit. I guess I can try later.
Yeah, well, like mama, like daughter, huh?
I guess.
Speaking of people who share too much, oh my goodness, Chris Evans.
Ooh.
This is a bit of an overshare, huh?
This is ridiculous. So the other day, he was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was talking with his brother, and they were both on the show, and they had to wear noise-canceling headphones so they couldn't hear the other's answers. And some question came up about the most embarrassing thing your brother did. And, yeah, this is it.
What is Scott's most embarrassing childhood memory? We were skiing in New Hampshire, me and my sister and my brother and my father. We're skiing on the mountain. Scott, he's like five. He probably shouldn't even been on skis. He pooped his pants. Dude. So my father, picked him up. We went to the bathroom. My father dumped his underwear back on the mountain. He pooped his pants again. So back to the bathroom, long underwear gone. And at that point, my father was like, all right, day's over. And he went to get the car. And it was me and my sister and my brother waiting in the lobby of the lodge. while my dad's, and we're down to last line of defense. It's just a snow pants, you know? And he starts crying, saying it's gonna happen, and me and my sister are like, just hang on, and he didn't make it. You know?
No!
And it happened, Without question, this is gonna be the answer.
Oh my God.
Be the answer.
Scott? What is your most embarrassing childhood memory?
Driving home from a rehearsal with my three siblings in a car. I was sitting in the front seat, I don't know how. And I had to go to the bathroom. Am I close? And I begged my sister to pull over because I really had to go. She was like, where are you gonna go? And I was like, on the street, I will do it anywhere. She wouldn't pull over, and I went in my pants.
Wow.
So he just tells a story about his brother going to the bathroom three times in all three lines of defense of his pants. And he goes and tells another story about the time he pooped his pants.
How many times has he done that?
Yes. Sounded like he was older. That one sounded like, oof, boy.
How many times in your life have you crapped your pants?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. It's never happened. I know, but you guys have talked about things being touch and go, and I'm like, mine's never been touch or go. Just goes in the toilet.
Well, you're very lucky.
Yeah, you've had some urination scares.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's happened, but
every
no.
Every person who's had a baby is...
I can't say it's been more than four times like Chris Evans' brother, I can tell you that.
But has it been near four times?
It's probably, well, the one we know about for sure for school.
Gray sweatsuit.
Gray sweatsuit will live in infamy on the station forever. It had to be up hanging in a museum somewhere. That'd be a really crappy museum.
Oh,
God. I would say probably twice in my life.
Twice.
Twice, yeah. Would nothing for you, Ryan? No,
the one time.
I remember that.
Yeah, I found out, you know, after having my gallbladder removed, you know, your gallbladder plays a big key role in digestion with fats.
Yeah.
And oils and whatnot. It releases bile to help you break it down. Well, all of a sudden, when you don't have a gallbladder anymore, your liver just dumps all the bile, boom, right into your digestive tract. Well, I went and had a greasy breakfast. Now, this is the first time I had it after having my gallbladder removed. And all of a sudden, 20 minutes after that, it's like, oh, what is that? That is a very uncomfortable feeling.
It's
my God.
Growling.
We were down the street at this restaurant, and I am walking real fast to get back to the building. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God. This is oh, my God. Oh, it's going to happen. I am clenched so tight. Have you ever tried to walk?
Yeah.
With your butt like this?
It's like a penguin.
Yeah. I am walking so fast, I run into this Dunn Brothers, which is no longer even there anymore.
After what you did to it.
I walk in and they're like, what can we get you? I'm like, bathroom! Bathroom!
Paying customers only, sir.
Yeah, I need the bathroom!
And I'll buy whatever you got, the damn board, just let me go to the bathroom!
I get in there, and what do you know, the moment I get in the stall, the pants come down, and it's too late. It happens right there. Like, son of a gun.
The second you let loose a little bit, they're like, oh God, you're buying the whole bathroom!
And then what do you do with dirty britches, right? You gotta roll them up and stuff them way down deep in the garbage.
I would have loved if you would have walked down to that Dunn Brothers and said, I'll take a medium dark roast and a pair of your cleanest boxers.
More coffee? No way.
I'll take a scone and your best pair of boxers, please.
That's why if we ever go out to eat, you'll notice I really hold back on the fried foods.
Yeah. If you eat them, generally you excuse yourself very quickly. Yeah.
As a partner in the no gallbladder section of life, it is tough. You eat something and you're like,
it's the fried stuff.
Yeah. So if I didn't have a gallbladder, I just couldn't be stuffing my face with fried foods. I'd be just.
Oh, you'd be miserable. Yeah. Oh, God. You would totally have a Ryan moment because you would eat something greasy and not be anywhere near a bathroom. Be like,
and my doctor warned me and said, hey, this is what typically happens. I'm like, okay. I'll be fine.
Doc.
Yeah. Oh, squeeze.
He's like, hey, if I had a nickel for every time a patient of mine lost a pair of good underwear. Another soldier down.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow, that was interesting.
Oh, man. That Dunn Brothers did really close down quick after that.
It really did. Yeah. I don't think I could take credit for that. Rudy, how many times for you?
I'm in the zero club.
Good for you. You and Dez.
High five.
Nice.
High five,
How'd you feel like the people who say zero are just not going to tell you that one tale?
Okay. I tell you.
I think Rudy would tell us.
Rudy would, yeah.
Do you don't think I would tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would tell you.
I think she would.
No, I have certainly peed my pants.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that has definitely happened. In fact,
I've never done that.
I remember one time my mom would not pull over on our drive to St. Cloud. Would not. And then finally, at some point, I just burst into tears. I was like 8. And I was like, you have to stop the car. And then she finally stopped the car on the side of the highway. And it didn't matter. Like, I just remember the bottom, like the floorboard just being filled with pee. And just sitting in it the entire time.
That's so mean.
And then she got mad at me. And I'm like, I've told you back in Sartell to pull the goddamn car over. Jesus. So.
God, did you talk like this?
I did.
Jeez, Mom.
It's even higher.
Higher. I was going to say even higher. Dang it, Mom.
Wouldn't you love to hear young Rudy?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh.
You do every day. This is the voice I was born with.
You were stuck in puberty? You just got stuck in the high pitch. Dang, damn it!
Speaking of voices, what's up with Chris Evans and that Boston accent? Who
would have
thought?
That was
How
thick.
Weird.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was him. I thought that was his brother talking for
I
a
know,
second.
Yeah.
Weird,
really
right?
didn't get it. I'm like, that doesn't sound like... When he's talking for Marvel movies, he's all, hey, it's me, Chris Evans, distinguished talker.
Yeah, Stephen the diaphragm.
Distinguished talker.
That's right. I'm a distinguished talker. And it's like, hey, my brother grabbed himself 4 times.
You've been listening to Chris Godez and Ryan.
After Hours.